Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
ITV News briefly for Wednesday, 13th of December. I'll be back as usual at 8 a.m. UK. That's 5 a.m. Eastern for the full show. To start a brand new day with the latest ITV News, Patreon supporters get the shows as soon as they're ready and ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. The new electric Range Rover, their first electric model, will be available to pre-order before the end of this year. So you've got just a couple of days to get your pre-orders in before 2024 happens. But Jaguar Land Rovers say that it will be built at the Solihull factory. We think full orders, I presume that's why they want some money for the thing, will open in 2024. They'll be using external battery suppliers to begin with, but of course Tata, their owner, will have their own gigafactory here in the UK, which within, I think, 5 or 6 years means that the Jaguars, the Land Rovers, the things like the Defenders, the Range Rovers, they will all be using their own battery cells, but not for a while yet. We say farewell to a couple of dinky diamonds. The first one is a great car, the Honda E, only in production for 3 years, and I wonder why people didn't get behind it. So yeah, expensive, low range, but full of style. And maybe people were worried about Honda being behind full electric cars because this kind of came from nowhere and wasn't really followed up. But after sluggish sales, it's such a real shame this is being discontinued. It does mean that a used one, I think, becomes actually very desirable. Also the end of the road for an entirely different dinky diamond, and that is the small little Renault Zoe. I've owned two of them, loved them with AC charging. The latest version had CCS charging and a 52 kilowatt hour battery. The same size as the new Renault 5 is going to have, but different cells and longer range and what have you. 400,000 Zoes were sold. The last one rolls off the production line March next year. The Volkswagen ID.7 sailing through the top Euro NCAP safety ratings, doing really well for occupant protection with a big score on that, and also for protecting other road users, a 5-star rating on that. The Citroën eBerlingo gets revamped with more range, and they say better driving style as well. 20% bump on the range, 54 kilowatt hour battery. So not a bigger, much bigger battery, actually. 50 kilowatt hours was the old battery, but a lot more range. If you need to shift people in an MPV, that'll hit the UK market next spring. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles confirming the development of electric versions of the Transporter and the Caravelle. Plug-in hybrid and full EV versions of those. If you, again, want a day van, want to move people around, want a panel van version of that for commercial use, pre-sales in Germany for the electric Transporter. Again, they say begin by the end of this year, so you've got a couple of weeks, and then hopefully those order books should be open, and full specifications, they say, coming soon. We think we know a little bit. It's based on the same tech as the Ford E-Transit, so that could be up to 160 kilowatt motor, 400 volt architecture, maybe 400 kilometers WLTP on a 74-75 kilowatt hour pack. We'll wait and see. Now, BMW have been talking about the latest idea from Toyota, which is to simulate a manual transmission. Now, Toyota have developed this technology, they've patented it, they think it's the future of EVs, so they're going to put manual transmissions with a clutch into their Toyota electric vehicles. BMW's chief tech officer, Frank Weber, saying, no, that's stupid, Honda, BMW won't be doing that in our future BMW vehicles. Toyota love the idea, it recreates the old world of combustion, which we know Toyota to love, and also I think their manual transmission can even stall, I'm doing air quotes, you can't see it, stall the EV. Why would they do that? How are they the world's biggest automaker? That's a bonkers idea. BMW agree with me. Pennsylvania is mulling a $300 annual EV registration fee, not fully confirmed, but it looks like it could be on the cards. Pennsylvania proposing one of the highest EV registration figures in the US. And a pristine 2010 Tesla Roadster with just 38 miles on the clock has been found in New Mexico. This is basically the same condition it came out of the factory all those years ago. And that's Briefly.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.